Athletes, do you want to improve your chances of being seen by college coaches? High school and travel coaches, are you looking for a new way to promote your team and players? College coaches, want an easy way to scout players? And finally, parents, do you want all the above and have one place to store your son or daughter's athletic journey? What if I told you it was free? Joining me today is Conrad Cornell, former Mercer University baseball player, founder and CEO of Press Sports App, next on the Athlete One podcast.
Welcome to the Athlete One podcast. Veteran high school baseball coach Ken Carpenter takes you into life's classroom as experienced through sports. Go behind the scenes with athletes and coaches as they share great stories, life lessons, and ways to impact others.
Hello and welcome to the Athlete One podcast. I'm your host, Ken Carpenter, and thanks for joining me for another great episode here on the Athlete One podcast. A couple quick announcements. Before we get to our interview, check out our website. It's called athleteone.net. That's athleteone.net. You can find all of our episodes from season one. You can register to be a guest and give us some feedback. Click the reviews button, leave a review, and rate the show. That's at athleteone.net. This episode of the Athlete One podcast is powered by the Netting Professionals, improving programs one facility at a time. Coaches, are you hoping to get one more season out of your batting cages or L screens? Tired of broken ball buckets or the windscreen flapping on the outfield fence? It's time to take your facility to the next level. Will Miner and his team at the Netting Professionals specialize in the design, fabrication, and installation of custom netting for baseball and softball. This includes backstops, batting cages, BP turtles, BP screens, and ball carts. They also design and install digital graphic wall padding, windscreen, turf and turf protectors, dugout benches, and cubbies. They also work with football, soccer, lacrosse, and golf courses. The Netting Professionals continue to provide quality products and services to recreational high school, college, and professional fields and facilities throughout the country. Contact them today at 844-620-2707 or info@nettingpros.com. Visit them online at www.nettingpros.com or check them out at Netting Pros on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn for all their latest products and projects. Hello and welcome to the Athlete One podcast. I'm your host, Ken Carpenter. And today's guest is former Mercer University baseball player, co-founder and CEO of Press Sports, Conrad Cornell. Conrad, thanks for taking time to be on the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Ken. I appreciate it.
Wife. Well, I've had a chance to have 56 episodes with either an athlete or a coach, and none of them is quite like what we're about to go over today. So I'm really excited that you're a part of the Athlete One podcast. And at the end of this interview, I think athletes, coaches, and parents will be able to take advantage of something. And it's the app that you have started, and they can actually start using it today. So to start off, Conrad, tell me about your high school athletic experience and the challenging process it was trying to be recruited to play college baseball.
Yeah, I mean, I think what I went through is probably pretty normal, honestly. My dream was always to play college baseball. Pretty good player. You know, certainly should have had a handful of Division II, maybe mid-major, JUCO offers coming, that came through along the way. But I had this, Division I Power 5 or bust mentality, and I had 9 Division I commits on my high school team. I'm sorry, 8 other ones. And so I ended up, ignoring some of the interests I got from schools that I knew I probably didn't want to go to. And graduated with no offers, and that was like a extremely frustrating experience for me. I didn't, you know, I wasn't putting my footage out there. I was a solid player. I was the number one pitcher, and you know, batted in the middle of the lineup for a state championship contending team. Played for 643, which is a great program here in Atlanta, and over the summers. And you know, luckily I stuck with it and played that summer after senior year. I ended up getting a scholarship to Mercer University a month before school started. Actually, a guy named Nathaniel Lowe transferred out to St. John's Rivers, and he's like playing in the bigs now. So it's definitely weird how sometimes things work out.
Well, you were a pitcher slash outfielder, Mercer, and you and your friend, which I the way I understand it is you've known this gentleman for a long time. You kind of came up with an idea during your playing days, and if you could kind of tell the listeners a little bit about that.
So we got to the end of college and realized, like, wow, this is pretty brutal. We don't have any highlights to look back on. I mean, going through high school, you know, football, baseball, I did a little bit of wrestling, obviously the weightlifting along the way. Then you get to the end of the college, and it's like, how do I not have anything to look back on and one day show my kids? And, you know, it clicked. It's like, well, nobody really does. Nobody's posting all their highlights together in one place. Like, if you, some people, you know, are good enough to have highlights that they want to share on Instagram, but then they get to the next level and they oftentimes take them down. And you know, it was so clear that if I had been posting my highlights, you know, all together in one place, that I probably would have had a different story to tell coming out of high school. And so we wanted to build a comfortable place where athletes could build a fan base of people who they knew wanted to see their highlights, as opposed to a follower base of potentially toxic interactions of, you don't know what's going to happen in the comments. You don't know if your highlights are good enough to be on that platform. And so that's kind of what the idea that Press Sports was born out of that. And we saw this vertical social trend that was just unbelievable. You look at like Fishbrain, Strava, LinkedIn, Supergreat, which is for, you know, makeup, beauty, Metal TV for gaming, Peanut for pregnancy. All these vertical communities have such positive, uplifting, you know, engaged people in them. And, you know, there needed to be, the sports vertical needed that community. And so we started building it.
It's kind of like an app that's a combination of LinkedIn and maybe Instagram.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The user experience is pretty similar to TikTok. So it's swipe based, and we have advanced algorithms that can kind of like determine the sports and the levels that you're interested in and discovering talent for. And then, you know, the use case is really similar to that of LinkedIn, to where we've got 2,500 coaches on, the majority of them college coaches. And then we've got, you know, 300,000 athletes who are sharing highlights, and, you know, connecting with other athletes, but also hoping to get discovered and, you know, have a profile that is a really good representation of their abilities that they can send out or get discovered on our own app.
And the way I understand, you can take this app and you got people as young as middle schoolers using it and from up to high school and college. What sports are on the Press Sports, and are you getting a lot of the middle school and high school players?
Yeah, we have a pretty broad appeal. I mean, we are focused on what we call aspiring athletes inside the United States. So that would be athletes looking to go from middle school to club. We've got a bunch of organizations on there, like travel teams, high school to college. And we'd like to get to a point where we're a viable tool to get from, you know, maybe a college that it's hard to get discovered at to pro. But yeah, we've got 10,000 engaged college athletes on the app. But, you know, the majority of our users are, you know, middle school, high school users. And, you know, the sports that we're big in are baseball, volleyball, football, basketball, cheerleading are our biggest five sports, but we've got solid communities in hockey, lacrosse, wrestling, soccer, and basically team sports. And then, you know, it's pretty shocking. You'll see a lot of extreme sports on there, like snowboarding, wakeboarding, skateboarding, scootering, surfing, skiing, It's so we kind of support everything. It's a place to document your entire career. If your family goes on, you know, ski trips and you like to snowboard, it's a place to post that footage. You're going to want to go back and look at it one day.
And right, this is something that, like you said, this is that they can take this and not only use it for, if it's baseball and you're using it for recruiting purposes, but it's also something that you could, like you said, take it and use it to show it to your kids, maybe when you become a parent.
Yeah, exactly. And it's cool because, you know, there's not a lot of people who want to post their weightlifting on social media. And like, it's such a big part of training as an athlete. And that's what, you know, that's a lot of the content our users post is their maxes. And you can see them we've been doing this for 4 years now. So a lot of them who got on when they were like maybe sophomores in high school are now getting into their college career. And we're like, you can literally just go see them jump 200 pounds on back squat. And it's like pretty incredible.
Wow, that's impressive. I guess for the listener that I have that might be a parent of a middle schooler or a high schooler, how can a parent use this app? And I'm sure parents are going to want to know if it's safe for their middle schooler to jump on there and try to use it.
So, you know, if I'm a parent of a middle schooler, I'm creating a profile. It's totally free. And I'm just starting to post all the best moments from throughout the career. And then when, you know, I'm comfortable with my kid taking over their account, you give them the login info and you know, they can then engage with the community. It's an extremely safe community. You know, and we just launched a new app about a month and a half ago. That's a complete rebuild. It's the same app, but better design, more engaging features, better algorithms. And, you know, in the old app, anybody could message each other and that made some parents feel uncomfortable. So what we did in the new app is we moved to a connection model, actually very similar to LinkedIn, to where athletes or all users for that matter have to accept the connection request before anyone can send them a direct message. In regards to comments, we see very few, very, very little, basically, I mean, I don't even can't remember a specific example, like, of any kind of harassment or negative energy really in the app. Everyone's building each other up. And when we do see it, it gets reported quickly and we take it down. It's not tolerated.
How many users do you have right now total using the Press Sports app?
We just passed 320,000.
Wow. That's
which is cool. I mean, a goal would be to turn it up here at the end of the year now that we have our new product and get to $500,000. I think next year, certainly our goal will be to get to over 1 million.
Now, do you currently have athletes that maybe used this in high school or middle school that are now maybe like college level or higher that has benefited from this? And
yeah. And so there's, you know, baseball is a sport where we have a bunch of college coaches on. Cheerleading is another sport where the college coaches really use it a ton. And so it's really interesting. I mean, I never thought about recruiting cheerleading, but like you can go through the leaderboards and filter for college and you'll find the college coaches that are active on there. You've got a bunch of mid-major, Division II, Division III, but you've got some Power Five coaches. The Georgia Tech and the Georgia coach are on there every single day. I mean, this is the recruiting coordinator for Georgia Tech who's spending a lot of time. And so it could be a really good tool for anyone's kids who, you know, might be being overlooked right now and needs to put themselves out there.
It's really funny because I had Joe Carbone, who was the legendary Ohio University baseball coach for 24 years. And he told a recruiting story from when he was an assistant coach at Ohio State, and he was going to see one player, and on the way there, he came across another player, and that player ended up being the guy that they signed, who later was a fourth-round draft pick of the Toronto Blue Jays. And, you know, of course, this is back in the 80s, but, you know, I think this app is a great tool that could be used to get the player that maybe isn't on the high level travel team. Would you agree?
It's, you know, a story that my travel ball coach liked to tell when I was coming through is like, I never played well over summer, which was probably, I always played better for high school. Maybe it's a wood bat, who knows, but, but I always like hustled on and off the field. And I would be a position player in the summer. I probably should have been a pitcher. I kind of had a position identity crisis. I probably should have been a pitcher, but, they would always say, man, the college coaches would tell my high school, or my travel ball coach, that like, man, we love that Conrad kid. Like, he's busting it on and off the field. I would scrap together hits and run the bases well, but I just like, they needed to see me hitting the ball gap to gap. And like, I didn't have any footage to show them from high school ball to get them to come back to the next game to prove to them, hey, I have that in me, it's just like the kind of thing where if you get their attention for doing something small, like being a hustler on the field, and then you have a place where your footage can be easily found, it's like maybe they come to the next game and you hit that gapper in a clutch moment.
If you're an athlete, explain what the benefits to creating the profile, which is a free opportunity, and how would that have helped you as a high school athlete?
So it's kind of like, you're probably not sitting there. The vast majority of athletes aren't sitting there posting their highlights on Instagram. And maybe if you have a crazy highlight where you like pimp a home run, but like it would probably be sitting there by itself. And so, it's posting all your stuff. It's posting your training footage. It's posting your weightlifting footage. It's showing you're a two-sport athlete. And then putting that link in an accessible place, like in your bio on Instagram, where a coach might look you up first. Or, if you have on Twitter, putting it in your bio to like, more footage can be found here, or sending it in an email to coaches. So one of the things that we're getting ready to build is a database that makes it really easy for athletes to shoot emails out to college coaches with their profile link.
When you go on the Press Sports app, you see the top college programs in the country from everywhere, from Ohio State, Alabama, Texas, Notre Dame, and the list goes on and on. And all these are using the app. Compare how a high school and a college coach could put this app to use, because I tend to get a lot of high school and college type coaches that listen to this podcast.
Oh, yeah. So with high school or if you're a travel ball coach too, is like, we have really good organizational rosters. So, and they're going to only get better as we implement teams to them. But right now it's like, if you're a high school coach, let's just say like, Stars Mill High School, and you tell your team, hey, everyone make an account on Press Sports so I have a place to go so I have a place to go find footage to send it to coaches when I'm approached. And so all of a sudden you have your whole team on this app. You can easily go find everyone's profile just by going to your high school roster. And when you need some footage to send out to a coach, you can just send the profile link of the athlete instead of trying to find these videos, download them, and send them in text messages. Also, if you are a coach who, wants to build your program's brand on social media and you're sitting there like, what do I post? Which is a big issue that we solve for a lot of clubs who use our platform and have team accounts is, now you just get on Press Sports, you follow all your players, and then you go into the following feed and it'll have a red dot by it anytime one of your players makes a new post, and you just download it from the app and you have a post for Instagram. And you can post more content on other social medias and increase kind of the frequency that you post, the amount of people you reach, and the brand that obviously you're building for your program. Nothing's going to build a brand as good as winning state championships, but getting out there on social definitely is helpful.
Right. So a lot of teams, they'll have their team website, and really most people that look at it are probably the parents and maybe family members, but this is an opportunity to get it out to not only the Press Sports people that are involved with that, but it's a great opportunity for all the other ways of using it.
Yeah. And then to jump back a little bit, if you're a college coach, like, I think our leaderboards and filtering system, and it's only going to get better, is really valuable. Like right now you could go into the leaderboards. Let's say the high school leaderboards, and you can filter left-handed pitchers uncommitted in Texas and go like, this month hype points, and you'll see the most active left-handed pitchers in Texas. You can click in and watch footage. And the same goes for the college leaderboards. Now with the transfer portal, it's kind of the wild, wild west. We've got tons of active college baseball players who use the app, and if they opt into the transfer portal, they'll switch their profile, and you can filter for them and find them quick and analyze footage. And I think you know, one of our big goals is to do a creator fund for college athletes. And I think as we release that, then that becomes a lot more of a viable tool. I mean, we're talking about, a couple thousand college baseball players who use the app, and who knows how many are in the transfer portal. You see them in there. But this is something where building a foundation for yourself as a coach on there and getting up on the leaderboards, especially as a college coach, we got tons of athletes on here looking for college coaches to connect with. And so if you're like the Georgia Tech coach, James Ramsey, he's always at the top of the leaderboard. His profile is getting visited 500 times a day. And because that's where kids are going to try to find college coaches on the app. So you could just climb up on the leaderboards through posting content of your program, posting facility tours. That's going to get discovered in the algorithm. And then also you're going to be building your own personal brand as a coach. Players are going to be trying to connect with you because they discovered you on the leaderboard if you're not a program that maybe kids are dying to go to.
So are you having a lot of the D2 and D3 and even JUCO schools, are they getting involved with this?
Yeah, I mean, we have coaches from all levels. We actually have international coaches that really love it as well. And so one of the things is we're a sports social network, and we're that way for a reason. Is we want athletes to stay on the app from the beginning of their career to the end of it. We don't want to be labeled as a recruiting service that the only purpose of it is to connect, high school athletes with college coaches. Is that's something we want to be really good at. There's no doubt about it. But, we want to be a place that facilitates connections between coaches, that facilitates connections between athletes and athletes, and is a place that kids commit to college and want to keep posting their highlights on because they just – it's a fun community for them to be a part of.
Well, with all the success you're having with Press Sports, are there any more new features that you guys are working on? It seems like when it comes to social media, there's always new upgraded things. Are there anything new that you guys are working on?
So the big point of focus for us here, moving into the last quarter of the year, is going to be getting verified measurables into the app. So we're going to do that through a variety of partnerships. One of them is going to be with Pocket Radar, and then another one, we'll wait to confirm it, but it's going to be with one of the, advanced spin rate and, launch angle, exit velo type companies that are out there. And so that's going to be, and then we're going to also allow high school coaches to verify the measurables of their athletes, which could get them onto the verified measurable leaderboard. So let's say I want to look at left-handed pitchers that throw above 90 miles an hour that are uncommitted. Filter for that in the measurable leaderboard as opposed to the gamified high point leaderboard, and you can find guys that might hit what you're looking for. So that's kind of a big focus for us is we've been so focused on nailing the social consumer part of this app, which is really hard to do, and that's what a lot of the other companies in the space have failed to do. That kind of the measurables for us is second. And so we're excited to weave that into the user experience because it really sharpens our value prop to athletes that really want to get exposure, get their name out there, and can play at the next level. There's, and the measurable show.
So this app, for people that are listening, isn't what you would see on a PBR showcase type thing. It's not like that, right?
I think you can get a similar feel from a Press Sports profile than a PBR profile. The difference is when you pay for the PBR event that you're going to go to for the showcase, is hopefully you have a good day. Hopefully you run your best 60 and you have your best exit velo, and that's what you want on your profile right there, because you're gonna have to pay to go to another one, and there's nothing wrong with going to them. In fact, I wish I went to more of them. But Press Sports is a place where you can post all your best stuff. You don't have to post your bad stuff. We have a lot of guys post some bloopers, which is pretty funny. And, it shows a lot of confidence on their part. But, it's there. You're playing every day. And, you need to put that footage somewhere. And it's a great place to put it.
Right. And in my experience as a high school coach, you always have the parent out there that's you need to get my son more exposure. And, you know, it's tough because high school and college plays at the same time. But I really think this is something that I wish that I had when I was coaching. You know, I've been doing it for 27 years, but in the past, that would be something that could definitely benefit a lot of different coaches out there who are trying to help their best players get a chance to play at the next level.
100% Ken. It's cool, and we're just getting started too. It's obviously we've been doing it for 4 years, but I think like you don't become good at anything until you've been doing it for 4 years. So we're just starting to get good at it, and we've got a really great team in place now. So we're going to be executing with high velocity, and we love feedback. So if anyone listening to this, you know, has ideas or is experiencing bugs, or you know, we're not going to be perfect. We want to move fast. We want to roll out new features. And so if you have feedback, just shoot me an email or, you know, shoot me a text. My email is conrad@pressportsapp.com. And my number is 404-291-5732. Just call me. Like I love talking to people who use our app. I try to call several users every single week.
Tell us how the listeners can find you personally on social media, and how can they learn more about the Press Sports app?
So you could find me on social media by, you know, looking for me on LinkedIn, Instagram or Twitter are the ones that I'm on the most. Obviously, Press Sports, you can reach me on. It's Conrad_Cornell on all of them. Or send me an email, conrad@presssportsapp.com. And then if you want to find out about Press Sports, I just download the app. We're on Android. We're on iOS. We'll have the ability to log in on web here shortly, which is going to be huge for our college coach growth. And we're excited about. And, you know, you can find a lot of information on our website of the different use cases for parents, for coaches, for, you know, coaches from different levels, for athletes, and what to do with your profile and how to build it. All that information is out there. And, you know, if you have any detailed questions, like, please reach out directly to me.
Okay. And the app is free, correct?
Yep. It's totally free. You know, we definitely have monetization strategies in mind, but, you know, our focus is on building the best experience possible right now.
This to me seems like a no-brainer. If you're a, you know, a middle school or high school age kid wanting to have a great social media experience and cover whatever sport it is you play. And I really think what you're doing is going to be something that only continues to grow. And I really appreciate you taking the time to share the Press Sports app and your experience as a high school and college athlete on the Athlete One podcast.
Yeah, Ken, thank you so much for having me on, man. Huge, huge fan of the podcast. It's an honor to be on here with you.
Special thanks to Conrad Cornell for joining us here on the Athlete One podcast. And don't forget to check out our sponsor, the Netting Professionals. You can contact them today at 844-620-2707 or www.nettingpros.com. Thanks for listening. Take care.